What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Dose of Mind. And, you know, I was kind of thinking the other day, I feel like we live in a society that kind of sets us up for failure. And I'm not talking about the economy. I'm not talking about the housing market or grocery prices. Like, that's all not for me to talk about. But, you know, when you talk to people and you know, people vent to you or you vent to them, whatever, and you kind of, you realize, like, where is all this coming from? And I honestly think is just because of modern day society, where we are as a, you know, human species. Like, what are we doing with our lives right now? And I was thinking of, like, just a few different reasons why I feel that, and some, you know, things that I feel like validate my point here. And just, we live in this really, this world where we have to be more aware of what this modern society that we live in is really trying to do. And what I mean by that, well, let's talk about these five reasons. So, for example, the first one I thought about was that we live in a world where quantity of connections matters more than quality. The meaning behind connections don't matter. The quantity thereof does. So a lot of connections, I believe, we go for are superficial. And that's funny because, you know, we live in the most interconnected world ever, right? So social media is a great example of this, right? We value superficial numbers like likes, comments, and engagement rather than caring about who those people even are. And I'm not saying, like, listen, I have a page as well. You know, influencers and businesses, yes, engagement counts, it matters, I get that. But a lot of people, I mean, I would bet that a lot of people, so there's this concept, not to interrupt myself because I do that often, but there's a concept called 1,000 true fans. And I forget who is the author of that, but there is a concept called 1,000 true fans. And the concept's simple. You have 1,000 fans that, you know, support you, believe in you, and, you know, will buy whatever products you sell. You're set as a business, you know, you're set, you're good. 1,000 true fans, you're good. Right. But a lot of people couldn't care less about that. They'd rather a million likes, even if none of those people ever buy anything that this, you know, page or business or influencer sells, because it's a status symbol. And that's what a lot of people go for. If someone said to you, okay, you're going to start a page, and I promise you one or two things, you'll have 1,000 true fans who believe in you, support you, and will do, you know, whatever they can to support you and your business, whatever your business is, or every single post will be a million likes and like 1,000 comments, but they'll never purchase anything from you and you won't make any monetary value off of it. A lot of people still will choose that because it is a status symbol. And they'll argue, oh, leave me here or leave me there, but truly it's a validation symbol. And that's what that is, right? Now, again, as a page and as a business, you want the most engagement, and I get that, because you want to reach the most people. But a lot of people don't do it for a potential business, they do it for the validation. And you see this in real life too, right? Like, a lot of people rush into relationships, a lot of people rush into friendships or whatever, because they rather, in a relationship perspective, they rather have a partner by their side, even if it's just the most superficial, you know, relationship ever, rather than focus on a natural, genuine connection, because they rather rush into that because society has taught us that it matters to have that person at a, you know, before you're this age or whatever it is, right? So people rush into friendships, they rush into relationships, they want that quantity of people rather than the quality of people and natural connections. And we all know how that really ends, right? Another one I thought about was the lack of boundaries that we unfortunately have, and we, in a way, support. It's taught us that popularity means everything. Society has taught us that popularity means everything, which goes back to what I was saying about these connections, valuing quantity over quality, right? So the problem with this is that we often will drop all of our boundaries and our guard in the hopes to increase the amount of people that will be eating at our table and that we surround ourselves with. It doesn't matter who those people are. And I talked about, again, I think I say this on every podcast, you know, people rather walk with thousands of people or hundreds of people who may or may not trip them, there's a chance it would trip them on the way, then walk with a couple of people that will have your back till death do you part, right? And quite often this leads to a lot of hurt and a lot of pain, because people will let people who are toxic for them into their circle, even without knowing, because again, quantity matters more than quality. Instead of a natural, genuine connection, you let in anybody and everybody in hopes of being popular and validating you. And this leads to a lot of people burning themselves out, overworking, all those things, because, you know, you spread yourself out so thin and you overextend yourself in all your aspects of life, because you want to people please, you want people to know you're reliable, etc. And you mentally go into that thing, that mindset, you mentally go into it because you're searching for that validation by other people, and you'll sacrifice it, whatever pain may come from it, just to have that validation. And that always ends up poorly, right? And third one was unrealistic means to success. Now, one of my favorite books is The Subtle Art of Not Giving Enough by Mark Manson. Not going to say the word on Spotify, but still. And love Mark Manson's, a lot of his books are really just his way of going about things is awesome, in my opinion. Anyways, it just kind of resonates with me a little bit more. But in this concept, he talks about how people measure success really will dictate their happiness in whatever avenue they're in. So I'll give you a great example that I kind of thought of. So let's say you're on a weight loss journey. If you measure success based on how much you look like a model you see on Instagram, okay, with 5% body fat, you know, certain qualities as a female, certain qualities as a male, etc. If you measure your success from the start of your weight journey of how much I look like that, you're never going to be happy. You never will. First and foremost, it's unrealistic to look like that 90% of the time, unless you're a genetic outlier. And secondly, you're measuring success based on something so superficial, and a lot of that's out of your control. The other way you can measure success here is if you measure success based on your results every single day in comparison to yesterday, and 1 pound at a time, 1 inch at a time, etc., towards a healthier body weight, towards a healthier you and a fitter you are going to be significantly happier on this journey. So how you measure success in whatever you're in, whatever avenue. So again, go back to social media. If you measure your success based on how much engagement you get every single post relative to somebody else, well, you're probably going to have a bad time. But if you measure it based on how much you get for yourself and the success you have, well, compare it to your last post, compare it to where you started, you're going to have a much better and happier journey here. Because you're comparing yourself with measurements that actually matter, measurements of success that actually matter, and they're not superficial, and they're not mostly out of your control. Things that are in your control, things that you choose that you can actually, you know, stick with and control throughout whatever journey you're on. Well, that's a way better and way, you know, more accurate way to measure your success in whatever it is. So the issue is that when you have these unrealistic means to success, especially when things are completely out of your control, you are going to be very hurt, and it's going to be very not fun for you. So change how you measure success, right? Because think about it. If you're on a weight loss journey, like I gave the example earlier, you're on this weight loss journey, 1 pound at a time, and you're crushing it. There's someone who hasn't started their weight loss journey that would love to have the success you're having, right? And they look at your success, and they don't care if you look like the model. They care that, like, oh man, look at this person who just lost 10 pounds, 15 pounds, or even 5 pounds, depending on where you are. And this leads to my fourth reason of why I think modern society is creating a disaster and leading us to disaster, and that's hyper-comparison. There's one thing when it comes to being competitive, and I love competition, and I'm very competitive myself, and that's one thing, wanting the best for yourself and to best, you know, be your best self. But it's another thing when your self-worth relies on how you compare to somebody else in terms of mostly superficial stuff, right? We are literally eroding our self-esteem. We are always looking at what we don't have. The grass is not green on the other side. It's greener where you water it. Right? We look at, oh, I want to look like this person. I want to have that person's car. I want to have that person's money. I want to have that person's house. I want to have that person's friend group and relationships and everything. We always look at what we don't have, but we don't look at what we do have, right? You know, yes, that person may have a lot of money, but they have problems that you know nothing about. Yes, that person may have an incredible body, or what we deem as an incredible body, incredible physique, but they also are probably having problems that you don't have and that you don't know about. Or maybe they have turned to substances and genetic enhancements that you don't know about. Yes, someone has a nicer house than you, but they also have problems that you don't know about. So why, instead of looking at other people, you look at what you have and how you can make what you have better? Everyone always wants a newer car, but no one wants to work on the car that they've had for the last 5 years that have had no problems. Right? Think about it that way. Everyone wants a newer car, but no one wants to work on the car they have. They rather drop money on a new car rather than work on the car they have. Unless your car is a lemon and it's breaking down all the time, if it's getting you from point A to point B and you have no problems with it, you don't need a new car, simply put, right? So going back to what I was saying, if we measure success based on how we compare ourselves to other people, you're always going to have a bad time. And the last one, and this actually might be hypocritical for any of my friends who are listening to this, is being on the grind. So anyone who knows me knows that I work 2 or 3 jobs. I'm always on the go. I'm always moving. I'm always, you know, whether it's recording videos or editing content or working job 1, 2, or 3 or whatever it is, like, people know me. I'm always on the grind. And everyone says, you need time for yourself. You need time for yourself. Now, I'm self-aware to the point where I know when to take my foot off the gas a bit and slow down. I don't really necessarily believe in putting your foot on the brake and stopping, but slowing down is always important. Society has taught us that we need to have sleepless nights, early mornings all the time, 3 hours of sleep, 4 hours of sleep, who cares? Or you're not being successful. If you're not having a 20-minute morning routine, you're not being successful. If you're not waking up at 5 a.m., you're not having success. Now, don't get me wrong. I wake up 5 a.m. too if I have to get a workout in because I know the rest of the day I can't. But you have to understand, I'm about the grind when it comes to working your butt off to achieve what you want to achieve and leaving no stone unturned. And yes, that means sacrifices, and that will mean doing things when you don't want to, when you're not motivated, when you're tired and you rather just sit on the couch. That means sacrifice, and that means all those things. I'm all for that, but there is a limit. You have to be able to take your foot off the gas a little bit, because sometimes a lot of people, and I know I was guilty of this, and sometimes I still am, will go, 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 and work, work, work just to feed your ego rather than doing anything productive. And you're not going to be productive if you're burnt out. And what I find really works for me is when I do take my foot off the gas a little bit, when I do feel like I'm overstretching a little bit, I feel more creative when I have that little bit of rest, that mental rest. I feel more creative. I feel like I come up with better ideas and I have better content that comes out of it, whether it's on any of my social media posts. My performance at another job is better. My performance throughout the day is better because I've taken a little bit of stress off, taking my foot off the gas a bit. Okay. Don't work hard to feed your ego. Work hard to be productive. And if you're not being productive, maybe it's time to take your foot off the gas a little bit and just slow down. So there's this, like, for whatever reason, this concept that you always have to be like head down, grinding, go ghost, don't talk to anybody, don't, you know, none of these people are going to matter in 5 years when you're a billionaire. And I'm like, okay, but I also have been blessed with a family and genuine connections that I have and friends that I have and beautiful people that I surround myself with that I want to spend time with. Like, I'm not going to ghost anybody and go like rogue and, like, you know, that's just, to me, that's silly. I can be successful and still keep those friendships and connections as well, right? So, you know, just remember that being on the grind is one thing to an extent, but being a little bit crazy about it's another thing. You don't have to fall into that trap. So these are 5 reasons why I think modern society and even social media as a whole are really just setting people up for failure. And I think if we're more self-aware of this, we can change a lot about ourselves and where we see ourselves and what we feel about ourselves. And again, just going back to what I was saying about measuring success, I loved that concept by Mark Manson, and it sits with me. How you measure success will be very, like, will dictate a lot about how you feel about anything in life. So Hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you did, please leave a review or follow the podcast. Let me know in my DMs. I love getting messages by people giving me feedback in any way, shape, or form. So thank you so much. And until next time, take care.